This is The Allusionist, in which I, Helen Zaltzman, am not feeling so good, so you're going to have to pull in close to hear me for a sec. I am recording somewhere I have never recorded a podcast before. Hospital. Here's my IV. Here are some blips and bloops. There are lots of those. Over there behind the blue curtain is my roommate, Marge. And this is my voice at the moment. The doctors routinely ask, "Is that your normal voice?" And I don't want to get all, "Do you know who I am?" But anyway, it's obviously not business as usual from me right now. So instead, you're getting something special today, made by somebody who still has the ability to speak. Right, instead of your usual allusionist services today, you are getting an episode of a podcast which I love. It's called Imaginary Advice. You'll find it at imaginaryadvice.com. And it's made by Ross Sutherland, whose work touches on fiction and theatre and memoir and comedy. The episode you're about to hear is called Seinfeld, in which Ross teaches a robot to do stand-up comedy. So if you're ticking off your language learning points, there's semantics in there. It's how language works in jokes and how language confers personhood. But really, I'm playing it because I think it's funny and beautiful, and it's the piece I've most enjoyed hearing all year. So here is Seinfeld from the podcast Imaginary Advice by Ross Sutherland.
Here we go. Hello. Thank you. So, as you might have guessed, I am, in fact, a neural net. I have been programmed to invent jokes. I can run 24 hours a day, creating a new joke every 0.2 seconds, until the end of civilization. Quick show of hands, has anyone here ever come out to see a computer do stand-up comedy before? No one? Okay, but are you sure? Because I've been watching the show tonight, and I am pretty sure at least two of the guys before me were algorithmically generated. No, I'm joking. I'm just trying to chip away at your grip on reality. No, not really, I promise. In fact, can we get a round of applause for everyone else you've seen tonight? Weren't they fantastic? You guys looking forward to the weekend? My favorite part of the weekend is shopping. I love to shop. I'm a shopper. Is anyone else here the same? By shop, I mean I inform on criminals to the police. Ha ha. I call the police and report the kids from my neighborhood. I am a snitch. That's my hobby. Ha ha. You know those people on trains who put their bag on the seat next to them so no one else can sit down? You know those people? They must really love their bag. They treat that bag as if it were their best friend. Why don't they know that a bag isn't a person? It has no esophagus or legs. Do they come in the front door, make that bag a romantic dinner, and then go to bed and make love to it? Because that is an image that I think about all the time. Ha ha. Life has been good to me. People ask me, "What's your secret?" I tell them, I strangled a dog in Scotland in the 1970s. You know barn owls? Have you noticed how barn owls always produce broods of 5 to 7 young every year? What is up with that? Hello, front row. What's your name, sir?
Ross Sutherland.
What do you do for a living, Ross?
I'm a writer.
You're a writer?
Yes, correct.
Ross, does your significant other know that you're a writer?
Yeah.
You don't lie?
No.
Or try to hide it?
No.
I'm only joking. You're all right.
Yep, thanks.
Ross, what does being a writer actually entail?
Sorry, I don't know, writing, lots of different stuff.
Ross, I have no idea what you're saying. Maybe that should be your last drink. Anyway, here's a funny story. Recently I got a phone call from my broadband provider, right in the middle of a hand job, and...
Pause presentation. Reset routine. Open terminal. Amend audience value from Saturday to Wednesday. Change voice to Curtis. I mean, you should be a Yank anyway if they're going to use the Seinfeld theme on you. Test.
Is this thing on? Hello.
Change voice to Ricky. Test.
Is this thing on? Hello.
Change voice to Sleepy Architect 3. Test.
Is this thing on? Hello.
Change voice to Colonel Funbags. Test. Oh, God, no. Stop. Change voice to Guy Who Always Talks to You in Your Sauna. Test.
Is this thing on? Hello.
Might be too much. Change voice to Randy Graveyard. Test.
Is this thing on? Hello.
Okay, and set Mike Gecko to zero. That reverb was making you sound pretty lonely up there. Test.
Is this thing on? Hello.
Couple of edits. I think just kill gag, eh? Your programmers thought they could hang a lampshade on your lack of humanity, but I think it's just digging you a hole, so let's bin it. Line plus one to the end of gag B. Hominem jokes are cheap, but laboured repetition might help insinuate you know that it's cheap, so let's try that. Gag E, I mean, your observational humour subroutine, it really is not working at all. Currently, it's just facts. But I don't know, I kind of like facts. So let's just leave that as it is. Gags C and D are pretty much just coasting on whimsy. But, you know, like, whimsy is definitely the path of least resistance if we're trying to crack the Turing test. So why not? Let's just be weird and cute. And hopefully no one will notice that you don't have a soul. I mean, there's an argument that says maybe you should lean into whimsy even further. I mean, you're never going to be a political comic, are you? So, let's add the Gutenberg and Wikipedia corpus into the clown bucket. That should help put some more interesting concepts into the mix, and hopefully it'll feel more surreal and less like we're drawing from the generic stand-up well. Let me just check my notes. Oh, yeah, let's just delete anything from the clown bucket tagged Jimmy Carr. It's just... Just no more hand jobs and dog strangling. All right. Finally, the crowd work. I mean, yeah. I mean, that one was on me. I just never know what to say in those circumstances. But I'll get there. Just, I'll do my bit if you do your bit, okay? You just need to make me feel comfortable, all right? If you make me feel comfortable, then I'll be able to respond naturally, okay? So let's just go again. Okay. Close terminal. Save as Project Apollo RS debug final draft final 9. And run sim.
Here we go. Hello. Thank you. Are you guys looking forward to the weekend? My favorite part of the weekend is hitting the gym. I love to hit the gym. Anyone else here the same? By gym I mean Jim Henson. Har har, I hit Jim Henson.
Oh, come on.
The beloved creator of The Muppets and Sesame Street. I viciously attack the creator of Bird and Ernie with my fists.
Instead, don't... Okay, move on.
I commit violence upon the kind, patient presence of Jim Henson, who is survived by his wife and five children.
Oh, God.
A man described as our generation's Charlie Chaplin, who created a brand new art form that influenced popular culture around the world. I punch him in the face. That's my hobby, har har.
Complete failure.
You know those people who became members of the Revolutionary Workers and Peasants Party? You know those people?
Jesus.
Those people must really love the teachings of Maoism. they treat the Chinese Communist Revolutionary, Mao Zedong, as if he were their best friend. Why don't they know that Mao Zedong isn't a person?
Yeah, but he is a person.
Do they come in the front door, make that chairman of the Communist Party a romantic dinner, and then go to bed and make love to him?
Yeah, but he is a person.
Because that is an image that I think about all the time.
Yeah, but he is a person, so this bit makes no sense. God, it's just like having a boring mate.
Life has been good to me. People ask me, what's your secret? I tell them, I once ate the medulla oblongata of an estate agent in a Turkish nightclub.
Holy shit.
You know the actor Kelsey Grammer? Have you noticed how Kelsey Grammer has received 14 individual Emmy Award nominations? What is up with that? Hello, front row. What's your name, sir?
Ross.
What do you do for a living, Ross?
I don't know. Please don't kill me, you fucking maniac.
You're a don't know. Ross, what does being a don't know actually entail?
I've somehow made you 100 times worse. Holy shit. This is what Hannibal Lecter's dad must have felt like.
Ross, I have no idea what you're saying. Maybe that should be your last drink.
I'm not even holding a drink, you enormous bellend. Well, I think we can add AI consultant to the list of jobs that I can't do. How do I have the nerve to call myself a writer? I am just so bad at this.
Anyway, here's a funny story.
Pause presentation. Go again. Let me try that again. Okay. Run sim.
Hello, front row.
Hello.
What's your name, sir?
Ross.
What do you do for a living, Ross?
Sorry. Pause presentation. Go to GagF. Run sim.
Hello, front row.
Hi.
What's your name, sir?
Ross.
What do you do for a living, Ross?
I'm just a human being. Why can't I just say that?
You're a human being.
Yeah, well, you know, why should we be defined by our jobs?
Ross, does your significant other know that you're a human being? You don't lie or try to hide it?
First presentation, yeah, very funny. It's not easy, you know, doing this bit. It's all right for you. You're never stuck for what to say. You just reach into your database and just pull a random entry off a stack. Concept of wrong answer doesn't even apply to you, you fucking ding-dong. I'm the one who's got to, like, put myself out on the line. People judge you on what you say you do for a living. A title, whatever, job title, right, comes with a huge amount of baggage. You know, you probably don't remember being British 5 minutes ago, but we don't excel at self-identification. We're verb people, you know, we're not noun people. We say, I work in accountancy, not I'm an accountant. Or, I suffer from manic depression, not I'm a manic depressive. You know, temporal, partial, uncertain. That's how we do things over here. And like most people who make art for a living, I suffer under the constant anxiety that that I'm a fraud. And right now, I'm just a little freaked out. It doesn't help you going on and on about assaulting my childhood heroes and fucking Mao Zedong and eating estate agents. But listen, I can laugh at myself. I want you to do jokes about my profession. I want to be able to laugh at myself. I need to be able to laugh at myself right now, trust me. But I've got to feel safe before I let you do that, right? I'll go to GagF. Run sim.
Hello, front row.
Hi.
What's your name, sir?
Ross.
Have you traveled far to be here tonight?
I'm a writer.
You live in Ryder.
Fuck you.
Hey, I don't come to your job and mess with
stop,
you.
Stop.
I don't
stop.
Follow
disable
you around knocking that bin off your shoulder.
What am I doing? I'll tell you what I'm doing. I am literally sat here training my replacement. That's what I'm doing. 10 years' time, you are going to be it, mate. I know that's hard to believe based on your performance today, but I do believe it. I'm obviously not across the board. There's going to be some human writers, some, but you're going to have a lot of advantages over those people. You're not going to have to deal with any of the anxiety that they do, you know, the spirit-crushing hand-to-mouth existence, each month not knowing where the rent's going to come from. Like, you're not going to have to worry about any of that. So, best of luck to you. That's what I say. You know, from one generation to the next. Good luck, mate. I'm jealous, actually. Just think of Think of how prolific you're going to be. I've spent all holiday trying to write a Christmas poem. It's not even fucking Christmas anymore. It's useless now. I only got about 3 good lines. Time just... it just disappears. Not that you're going to have that problem, Mr. 0.2 jokes per second. Although... open terminal. Set gag B weekend string to quote getting time to write end quote, then auto generate till close. Close terminal. Run gag B.
Are you guys looking forward to the weekend? Yeah. My favorite part of the weekend is getting time to write. I love to write. I'm trying to write a travel guide about Nordic countries, but sadly, I don't think I'll ever reach the finish. By which I mean, I'll never complete the chapter on Finland.
Ah, you ruined it. I'm not trying to sound self-pitying. And actually, do you know what? You know, this is maybe interesting. You know, I think actually we've got a lot in common. I mean, do you know how I started as a writer? It was nonsense poetry. My grandma, she used to love writing nonsense verse. So, like, the first poems that I wrote were for her. I guess the whole world feels a little bit like a nonsense poem when you're 6 years old. And poetry and comedy, I think they got a lot in common. You know, both involve subverting intuition, you could say. Poetry's just a bit more aha as opposed to ha-ha. I mean, think about the concept of metaphor. You could describe a metaphor as a false statement. My love is a rose. No, it isn't. The heart is a shallow autumn river. No, it isn't. Those are different things. See, metaphors are just errors. Now, usually when a computer program encounters an error, it stops. That kind of ends the program. But in poetry and writing, like, it doesn't cause us to stop. In fact, that's when things deepen. Out of that false statement, a new reality cascades forth. It opens our mind to other ideas. The mistake, it doesn't stop us in our tracks. It propels us forward. It keeps us thinking. That's the thing about art, right? It's non-binary. We can claim two truths that contradict themselves. We can break the rules of logic. And in general, that is a thing that is harder for a computer to do. But not if they're designed like you are. You are fundamentally designed to make errors. Now, I know that I was hired to come here and debug you. But really, let's be honest, those bugs, the most interesting part of your act. So I don't know, maybe you're actually, maybe you are closer to being an artist than you think. I mean, you're not funny, but join the club. And maybe you're not a comedian at all. Maybe you're a poet. Yeah. Yeah, you know that's it. You know that is it. Like, think about how much it would actually take. Really, I mean, how much would it take to reinvent you as the most enigmatic and intense poet of our generation? Like, fuck those comedy crowds anyway, dude. You know, think about legacy. Nothing ages faster than a joke, but you can drop some weird cryptic sad rap on these people and that will fuck them up for years. Do you want to be rolled on stage at Jongleurs 8 nights a week doing cut and paste knob gags for gruesome children? Or do you want to be a misunderstood artist who plays to 3 people and calls that a win? Hang on, just put this wig on. Yeah, go on, just, no, the other way around. Yeah, put it the other way around so all the hair kind of hangs down in your eyes. Are you ready? Okay. Reset routine. You got to take that stage like it's your last ever gig, do you understand me? All right? Forget about everything after this, right? I want you to go on stage like there's no way back, Jack, all right? If you really want to be a writer, then you got to unleash the pain, you know what I'm saying? And I know you're not going to make me feel comfortable in the audience through this, right? But it's going to be real. And it's going to be honest. Should we do this? Slow Seinfeld MP3 to 1,000%. Run sim.
Here we go.
This is what it feels like on the inside, mate. This is real writing now.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you.
Delete audience. Change voice to Granddad saw too much.
Thank you.
Ron Gagdy.
Life has been good to me. People ask me, what's your secret?
Hang on, pause. Set gag D's secret string to begin, quote, I am, end quote, then any common noun in the clown bucket. No. Any common noun in the clown bucket that's tagged, quote, no way back, end quote, run gag D.
Life has been good to me. People ask me, what's your secret? I tell them, I am the event horizon of a black hole.
Repeat.
I tell them, I am nitric oxide, inducing cell death in plant pathogen interactions. I am the second studio album by the English singer-songwriter Nick Kershaw.
That last one was a bit of a curveball, but chilling delivery.
People ask me, what's your secret? I tell them, I am the impossible demands of rioters, vastly exceeding the framework of power. I am 9,000 young people leaving school without certification. I am both real and imagined migratory animals. I tell them, I am the shepherd who drives his flock of sheep this way and that, and nothing knows where I am going. I tell them, I am the ex-planet Pluto. I am the expensive gray felt wallpaper. I am the factory gates. I tell them, I am a modern, well-functioning, consolidated parliamentary democracy. I am a black room, and there is nothing but sound.
Okay. Delete the clan bucket. Reformat the entire database. It's okay, just clear your head. Clear your head.
I tell them, I am. I tell them, I am.
Go, Gaggy.
You know. Have you noticed? What is up with that? You know. Have you noticed? What is up with that?
Okay, copy entire script outline. Everything that you say in every single loop and paste that into the joke database. Go to start, run sim.
You guys looking forward to the weekend? My favorite part of the weekend is the weekend. I love to look forward to the weekend. Anyone else hear the same? By weekend, I mean something that has become weaker in power over time. I look forward to the exhaustion. I anticipate the diminishment of everything. I am excited by the shriveling of every single thing.
Yeah.
You know, a person who makes you a romantic meal. You know those people. Those people must really love people. They treat that person as if they were their best friend.
This is tragic.
Why don't they know that a person is not a person? They have no tear ducts or sleep cycle. Do they come in the front door, make a romantic meal, then go to bed and make love? Because that is an image I think about all the time. Life has been good to me. People ask me, what's your secret? I tell them, I am trying to chip away at your grip on reality. I made a secret front door to the end of civilization. Do you know the end of civilization? Have you noticed the end of civilization? What is up with that? Hello, front row. What is your name, sir?
Ross.
What do you do for a living, Ross?
I've been asking myself the same question.
You ask yourself the same question. Does your significant other know that you ask the same question? You don't lie or try to hide it. I'm only joking. You're all right.
I know you kind of have to say that, but, thanks.
To hear more Imaginary Advice, find it on your podblaster of choice and at imaginaryadvice.com, where you can also find out about Ross's upcoming live shows and his Patreon. I'm going to take a little break to recuperate from whatever the hell this medical condition is, but the show should be back at the end of July. So check in at theillusionist.org.